Ramsey TV.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to show 1001. This is Martin Zender from the edge of the bottom of the Florida Peninsula. You don't know this, but I've been in Ohio for 8 days. And the reason I pulled a little fast one on you there is I recorded 5 shows ahead of time before I left. Those ran last week, and then I re-ran Phil Meehl's testimony from the Richmond Conference, which I've been promising to do. Is one of the best testimonies I've ever heard. And then, of course, yesterday you got a taste of the Christian God. What a bumbling idiot. Always trying to keep up with situations on the earth. Tried to save everyone, but couldn't. His son failed, so he has no other choice but to burn people in hell for eternity. I filmed that with my son in Greenwich, Ohio, at the old farmhouse where I used to live. It was just one inspiration after another. I wrote the script the day before, and then we just started brainstorming. And any weird out there thing we could think of, we just put it in there, and it was tons of fun. Let me know if you want more Christian God. Of course, there's a reason for it. I mean, not just for entertainments or laughs. It's picturing the God that Christianity actually believes in and then taking it to its logical conclusion and exaggerating it for the sake of becoming aware of it. And it's satire. It might be a little hyperbolic, but that's what satirists do. They exaggerate a little bit. I think it's not exaggeration. It's just taking the Christian God who tried to save the world and couldn't, who gave everyone a free will, worst mistake he ever made, who really is not in control of evil, Satan is, and so he's constantly trying to keep up with events in the world. Of course, Christians have to pray to him constantly, get in prayer circles, and tell him what's going on, otherwise he doesn't know. And the louder they pray, the more people they get, and they must form a prayer circle, of course, the more he hears them. So if you didn't see that, check it out, show 1000. It's called Whiskey, Cigarettes, Dancing, and Hell, starring the Christian God, who is a bumbling idiot. Let me know. I've done him in the past. The Christian God has shown up back 2009, 2010 or 11. At various times, the Christian God has shown up. He's a bumbling idiot, but he's entertaining as hell. Yeah, hell. He loves hell, by the way. He's gotten used to it, just the way it is. Again, so this is, this is Martin Zender. I'm starting show 1001. Just going through it, right through, you know, heading towards show 1002, 2000, 3000. God forbid, right? We're still on track. The Snatching Away is still on track. These days are growing old as we near 6,000 years from Adam. I recently got a voice message saying, "Are you sure we're still on track, Martin?" Yes. I feel like we're cemented down here. That's the wrong feeling. Do not feel that you're cemented here on the earth. You're not. We are light as can be. Like, we are hovering almost like a foot off the ground is how I feel. We are so not here. We so don't belong here. And the Snatching Away is so ready to happen. It's like we're already like a foot off the ground spiritually. In our apprehension, in our comprehension, in our realization of God in Christ, we're a foot off the ground already. That's how ready this thing is. And Jesus Christ is at the door. He wants it to happen more than we do, okay? Jesus Christ wants the Snatching Away to happen more than you do and more than I do. So it's game on, and we're not going to have to wait much longer, I don't believe. Now, as you know, the Omaha Conference is coming up, Omaha, Nebraska, in September. All the information you need, just go to my homepage, and you can see it on the top of the page. It's in yellow. You can't miss it. Omaha Conference information. It's put together by Will Fay and Wes Follenkamp. They even made a promotional video. Wes Follenkamp and his son Seth made a promotional video. I've never seen a promotional video for a conference before. So there you go. That's that. It's going to be a short video today. Just got home yesterday. A little bit discombobulated, but that's all right. I'm going to give you some real piece of spiritual meat today. And I realized this as my airplane was taxiing on the runway in Fort Lauderdale, getting ready to take off and land in Columbus, Ohio, which was my headquarters for 8 days. I visited two of my kids. I visited some believers down near Cincinnati and other nice things. Spend a lot of time with the president of Stark and Hartman, my sister, Kelly. We had a great time. We've always gotten along ever since we were kids. We only had one argument our entire life. It was during a Monopoly game. It was whether you can collect rent in jail. I think that was the big question. And nearly split us apart. But no, the Spirit of God preserved us. So my plane's taxiing. And I'm sure you've been in a jet, giant plane. And as it taxis, it creaks. It groans. It's like bounces up and down on the runway. I mean, this thing is awkward as hell on the ground, because it's not made for the ground. You know, it's really scary. The thing bounces on the taxiways and you can hear everything squeaking. It's lumbering. That's the word I'm looking for. These jets are lumbering down the taxiways. And you look out the window and like the wings are almost like bouncing up and down on their rivets. Not exactly confidence building, but once that thing takes off, that's where it's meant to be. It's meant to be in the air. I'll say this too. Almost every airline, no, not every airline. I said United is the worst airline. Some airlines really suck on the ground. Like their ground coordination, their ground crews, the gates you're supposed to go into, the arrangements for your flights, the scheduling. It's like on the ground, a lot of these airlines, well, I'll speak for United, suck. But when those planes are in the air, baby, that's what they do. That's when the Bernoulli principle kicks in. The airfoil providing lift, and these beautiful planes, when they're in the air, they look totally elegant, totally beautiful, because that's where they're meant to be. Can you see the parallel I'm going to draw? Can you see it already? We are not meant to be on this earth. Philippians 3:20, for our realm is inherent in the heavens, out of which we are awaiting a Savior who will be transfiguring our body of humiliation into a body like his body of glory. Philippians 3:20. There it is. Our realm is inherent. That Greek word is huparko. Hupo is the prefix for under, and arko, the second part, is originates. Our realm under originates. In other words, that's our default realm. So God is making us aware of this in our apprehension. So as we engage our apprehensions in the realm where we are inherent, where we should be, that's where we freaking should be, but we're not there because we have to go through these experiences. So we're lumbering on the ground, awkward as hell. We feel awkward. Some of us are socially awkward. We don't get along in the world. We don't know how to make it here. We're not comfortable here. But when we get in the air, oh yeah, that's where we belong. That's why you feel so out of place here. You're as out of place here as a 747 is taxiing down the runway. It's ridiculous. It doesn't work. It's wings. What are you going to do? I used to have nightmares that my plane was taxiing on the runway, and then instead of turning to, well, it's taxiing on the taxiway, and then instead of turning to the runway, it keeps going. It exits out of the airport, and the 747 is just going down the road, and it turns out like we're driving in a 747. We're driving from Fort Lauderdale to Columbus, and the plane has to obey traffic laws. It stops at the red lights, this big stupid thing, wingspan out here, clipping telephone poles, you know, killing pedestrians. It's just ugly. Oh, no. See, that's my nightmare. And my nightmare is, anybody's nightmare, is it we're going to stay here. Is it we're destined for the earth? No. We, members of the body of Christ, are not destined for the earth. Our realm is inherent in the heavens. That's where our Savior is. He's coming to get us, to take us to where he is. And that's why you feel awkward on earth. That's why you're creaking. That's why You look stupid. This is not your realm. Your realm is inherent in the heavens. Wait till you get to your realm. Then you're going to look really good and you're going to feel really good, because that is where your realm inheres. You belong there and you're going there.